Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show.
There's all this stuff going, and now it's just empty. And
yeah,
I think dealing with that emptiness is hard.
Here we go. Episode 5 of the Build and Launch podcast. Here during launch week, we're doing some mini episodes to get things going, to get things primed, in anticipation of the February 5th, 2015 first official episode where I, Justin Jackson, with your help, will try to build and launch a product every week for 4 weeks straight. That all starts February 5th. Well, yesterday was launch day for the podcast. I submitted it to iTunes. It was accepted, and it landed on Product Hunt yesterday. The podcast did. I sent out an email to the wait list. There was a ton of excitement. There were tweets flying around, people replying to emails. People were sharing it. People were excited. I was excited. I was at the top of the world. And today, I'd like to talk about what happens the day after you launch. Because with all that excitement, all that lead up, all of that stuff, and then you have that one day where you put this thing that you've created out into the world and people react to it, there is this post-launch blues. You know, today, the tweets died down. The stats weren't booming as much as they were the day before. People weren't talking about it as much. You know, there's no more Product Hunt. No, it's just kind of died down. And you're left with, you know, reality. Okay, now this thing's out there and now the real work begins. And I'm in a mastermind group. That's kind of a douchey way of saying I hang out with Paul Jarvis and Jared Drysdale every week. In a Google Hangout, and we just talk about what's going on in our lives, what's going on in our businesses, what's going on with our side projects. And this is a little clip from that conversation where we talk about the post-launch blues.
There's all this stuff going, and now it's just empty. And
yeah,
I think dealing with that emptiness is hard.
Yeah, I think it's because we launch part of ourselves, like each time with the stuff that we do. We're just like putting ourselves out there time and time again. Yeah, it's different products, but it's still just us. Like we're launching ourselves in a podcast, or we're launching ourselves in a course or a book or something like that. And then it's like, oh, people didn't like it. Maybe people don't like me. Or if people liked it now but aren't talking about it today, maybe they're ignoring me kind of thing. Like it's tough. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, and it's like you're in a very vulnerable position. You're really putting yourself out there, something that you've been working on in private for however long.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all these strangers now feel like they get to comment on it.
Yes.
And the way that they comment on it is very personal. It's not like they're being like, you know, diplomatic about it and just being gentle and saying, well, you know, this was good, but, you know, I mean, people just go for the throat, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, not only are you dealing with the, like, the negativity side, but then you're kind of left with the work of actually doing it.
Yeah.
Like after the launch is fun and it's exciting, but then you have to go do it and
yeah.
you're back by yourself again.
So here I am by myself. And now the real work begins. So yesterday, about the same time as I'm recording now, I reported that I had 955 podcast listens. So in 24 hours, we are now up to 2,312. Crazy. 2,312. The most popular episode so far is the Podcasting Gear Starter Kit. The second is, how do you say creeper in French? So that's kind of what's going on there. iTunes. So yesterday I reported we had 12 ratings in the U.S. iTunes store. Today I'm blown away. 29 ratings in the U.S. iTunes store. Thank you for everybody around the world. There's some reviews in the UK iTunes store. There's some reviews in Spain. There's some reviews in France. All my friends in Canada are reviewing it. Yes, every single Canadian has reviewed it. This is just awesome, and it really helps the show get noticed. My favorite review so far, and I'll link to this in the show notes, is, I'm here for Justin's beard. Yeah, 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 he's good at launching products and sharing the details, but I subscribed for the epic beard. So seeing as there's so much interest in the beard, I'm really going to have to get on growing that. That's really what we're launching here. This is the relaunch of my beard. And it's coming back. We're doing okay. Maybe I'll post a photo in the show notes, which you can get at buildandlaunch.net/5. Buildandlaunch.net/5 for the show notes. The last stat I'll share is at this time yesterday, we had 671 page views on buildandlaunch.net. Today, at this time, we are at 677. So that is the stat roundup. I'll try to do that, like I said, for every project I launch here on the podcast, just to keep you guys informed. If there's some stats I'm not sharing that you'd like to know, let me know about that, and I will try to include them next time. So let's round off our mini lesson on creating a podcast. That's what we've been exploring this week on Launch Week. How do you create a podcast? So in summary, episode 1, we talked about picking your topic. Episode 2, we talked about just recording something. And actually, my friend Andrew did just that. Let me share that with you.
Well, hello and welcome. This is episode 1 of Andrew's Coffee Podcast. It is January 28th.
Episode 3, I talked about the gear you could use to get started. And I made some recommendations for mics, headphones, and editing software. Episode 4, I talked about actually putting it together. How do you get theme music? How do you edit things? How do I record? All those things. And today I want to talk about actually getting it out the door into iTunes and launching it. Obviously, you want to practice first. You want to share it with your own friends first, get their opinions. But when you are ready to publish and put this thing out into the world, here is what I recommend. First thing, have 3 episodes in the bag before you submit to iTunes. So, for example, I'm using Simplecast.fm. What I did is I uploaded 3 episodes to Simplecast, so they were live. It's just that nobody knew about them. And then once I had 3 there, I submitted the RSS feed to iTunes. The way you do that is you go into iTunes, you go to the podcast category, which is very difficult to find with their new UI, but you go and you find it. It's on the right-hand side. You'll probably have music selected. You switch to the podcast directory. And then on the right-hand side of iTunes, in the iTunes store, you'll see Submit a Podcast. It'll bring you to a screen that allows you to submit podcast-friendly RSS feed to iTunes. And it will let you know right away if that feed validates properly. It'll say, thank you for your submission, and we will contact you sometime in the future when that thing is approved. And really, you do not hear anything back. There's no one to email until they have approved your podcast submission. You'll get an email from Apple saying it's live. Once you receive that notification that your podcast is live in iTunes, this is where you really have to start hustling. This is what I've been doing. This is why you've been hearing me. If you follow me on Twitter or you were on the launch list, this is why I've been pushing the podcast so much this week, because the initial traction that you get in the iTunes store, the number of people you have subscribing, downloading, and rating it will help determine how you rank in iTunes and whether or not they feature you And if you get featured, either in New and Noteworthy or in the actual feature section, that can mean lots and lots of new listeners. Okay, so you've got it in iTunes. You've submitted it. They tell you that the it's live. So now you've got to start getting people to rate and review the show. The most effective way to do this is to write people individually. So hopefully you have some sort of network already. This would be a lot harder if you do not have a network. But write people individually and say, hey, this is what I'm looking to do. This is why. If you could rate and review the show in iTunes, that would be very helpful. I'll even include in the show notes the email template that I used to do this. Again, buildandlaunch.net/5. There are some other things you can do as well to get some initial traction. One is if you use Overcast. I think Overcast is I'm just going to check my stats again, but I believe Overcast is one of the top apps that people use to listen to my show. Yeah, it's 15% of listens are in Overcast. So in Overcast, you can share the show while you're listening to the while you're listening in the app, and those recommendations that go out, like if you share the show on Twitter, those recommendations are what feed into their podcast directory in Overcast. And I've got a screenshot of a tweet in the show notes here from someone who noticed the show in Overcast and ended up subscribing. Another thing that will help is promoting the podcast in an existing community. And we saw this happen yesterday when somebody on my launch list submitted the show to Product Hunt, producthunt.com. And that generated a bunch more interest in the show. There were a number of people that told me on Twitter that they heard about the show on Product Hunt. The disclaimer is you need to be very careful with these communities that you're being appropriate. You may, for example, need to write a blog post about, you know, maybe I could write a blog post about how I'm launching a podcast in 5 days. And that would be, you know, maybe something I could write on Medium or on my own blog and then share in the podcasting Reddit. That would be interesting to that community. You don't want to usually promote directly, but if you can promote indirectly with some information that's helpful, that can be helpful. And actually, you know what? I might try that. Maybe I will write a Medium post tonight and I'll post it to maybe Reddit tonight, and then I'll report back tomorrow and let you know how that worked, if that was able to generate more interest in the show. All right, so I have gone way over time. I hope this is helpful for you guys that are getting ready to launch a show. Again, here's a few things you can do to participate. First of all, send me your stuff, whatever you're making right now. If you're making an app, if you're making a podcast and you want me to hear the audio, send it to me, words@bizbox.ca. Whatever you are building and launching, I want to hear about it. Number two, we can really make this show go far. We can get this show to the top of iTunes. We have already tripled the number of reviews in just 2 days in iTunes. If you have not yet reviewed the show, if you could go into iTunes right now and do that, it makes a huge difference. I even had some folks today that encouraged their friends to review the show as well. Alan Branch from Less Accounting tweeted out and said, rate Justin's show or I will destroy all your houseplants. So whatever you guys are doing, it's working. Keep it up. And I also want to encourage you, all of you folks that are looking to start something right now, my friends at Gumroad are doing this 30-day challenge. I'm doing it right now. It's been super helpful. Gumroad.com/30-day-challenge. Check that out. And I think that'll be really helpful for those of you that just are itching to get started right now. As always, I am Justin Jackson. You can follow me on Twitter at MIJustin. That's the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. You can also sign up for the mailing list at buildandlaunch.net. That's how you can get me to email you these stats, the weekly stats, the weekly lessons I've learned. There will be other kinds of things in there as well. So go sign up for that, buildandlaunch.net. Whew, I'm out of breath. I'm tired. I'm going home for a nap. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.